RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Nationwide is so much more than a great insurance company. They're one of America's largest financial services companies. Like how I'm more than just Peyton Manning. I'm also Motivating Manning. When I say insurance, you say financial services. Insurance.
Financial services.
Insurance.
Financial services.
Now when I say Nationwide, you say is both. Nationwide.
Is both.
Nationwide.
Is both.
For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So good, so good, so good.
New year, new gear. Thousands of fresh active styles are at Nordstrom Rack stores now. Save on top brands like Nike, Puma, and Free People, starting at just $35.
How did I not know Rack has Adidas?
There's always something new.
Plus, join the Nordy Club to shop new arrivals first, unlock exclusive discounts, and more. Great brands, great prices. That's why you Rack.
This is Reception Perception, the show. Now, James Coe and Matt Harmon.
And I want to start there in Buffalo, because obviously Buffalo's had major issues at wide receiver, major issues for guys getting open. And really, while maybe they've liked the production overall and what they've gotten from Khalil Shakir, I think on the outside, their biggest need to me, Matt, is outside wide receiver. Brandon Cooks comes in out of nowhere. He plays 85% outside alignment in this game against Philadelphia, and he puts up a really good stat line. 6 targets for 101 yards. I did not do the research, but I imagine it's got to have been a little bit of a time since we've seen a primary outside wide receiver for Buffalo actually crack the century mark. But he did it, and he was also fourth among wide receivers in routes run, so he wasn't even fully like unleashed here by Buffalo. But I'll throw this one out to you. Brandon Cooks is obviously an older, aging player. Is he someone we should care about?
Well, you are forgetting the Keon Coleman week one eruption game. That was, I think, potentially the last time we've seen, you know, an outside wide receiver go for 100 yards for the Buffalo Bills. Maybe it's happened at some other point this year. I don't remember. Tyrell Shavers, the great Tyrell Shavers, who has a charting one. Notebook on the site. He had 90 yards in week 11. Okay. So he didn't even hit 100. But yeah, in terms of whether we should care or not, I don't know, man. I mean, Tom Brady brought up the stat a ton calling this game that Brandon Cooks had actually had more drops than catches with the Buffalo Bills for a while. Officially it depends on where you're looking in terms of are they logged as drops or not. But yeah, he had gone 3 straight games, week 14, 15, 16, without recording a catch for this Buffalo Bills team before getting 101 yards in this particular game. Like, should we care or not? I don't know, man. To me, this is yet another game where I come away from this just feeling so discouraged about the Bills offense and what they have at that outside receiver position. And it's an old hat at this point, you know. It's just tough to continue to talk about it, but you just feel like it's detrimental. I mean, even these plays that Brandon Cooks is making against the Eagles, a lot of them are out of structure. A lot of them are deep shots where Josh Allen's able to just find him, which no question they need somebody like that in the offense. But I think relying on Brandon Cooks to be that guy who couldn't even really crack into the useful rotation. I mean, he was rotating a ton. He was playing a ton, was Brandon Cooks, but not getting a lot of production with the New Orleans Saints offense earlier this year before being released. I just think like the fact that we're talking about this version of Brandon Cooks doing this for the New Orleans Saints, or excuse me, for the Buffalo Bills at 32 years old, it's right. Just like, it's wild to me. So I don't really know if I care, but yesterday was just a reminder, like when this team, when Josh Allen doesn't play like Superman, you know, when he doesn't play like an absolute alien, there's just zero margin for error here. And I that is so discouraging for what the Bills should be at this point. And it's one of the worst wide receiver rooms in the NFL. It's one of the worst pass catching groups in the NFL. And like there's just no way around it. They completely blew this situation.
Let me throw some shade back on Joe Brady, though, because I like Joe Brady overall. I really do. That being said, I don't think there's any question. I don't think that Brady has put these guys in a position to succeed. I mean, I think there's certainly a lot of criticism for the overall talent level. And look, Josh Allen's been playing awesome, man. Like, it's really, really difficult to parse any of the blame onto Josh Allen. But is Joe Brady putting these guys running routes where they're winning? Are we designing plays to get these guys the football? And obviously they've done too much of this role catering, as you call it, in Kansas City and in other teams as well. But brother, I see none of that in Buffalo. And quite frankly, I just feel like, okay, we just got to get designery plays to some of these guys, and just get them into the flow of the game. As you mentioned, Brandon Cooks is, you know, 101 yards is great. A couple of them were on broken plays, and that's fine too. That's the Josh Allen experience, man. Like, that's mm-hmm. We got to get some of that. We have to have some of that. It's all good. But where's the designery touch stuff? And it can't just all be to Khalil Shakir, for God's sakes. You know, it's like, let's get something going to some of these other guys. I just don't see enough of that, man. And it's almost like Joe Brady's put his hands in his pocket and said, well, I can't do anything with these receivers. So I guess we can't do anything. And I was like, that's not the answer, man. Like, that's not good enough.
Yeah. So I sort of hear you on that. At the same time, I'm like, truly, what do you do? Like, what's the call there? I mean, they run a shit ton of mesh, and people get on Joe Brady about running mesh a ton. Well, it's like, well, that's what you do when you have receivers who don't get open against man coverage. You just cross them all over the middle of the field and hope somebody gets lost, and then you spring somebody free. And they run a ton of that. And like Bills fans and certain people in the media have been killing them for running too much mesh. It's like, well, that again, that is truly all you can do. Like, we're talking about getting guys in space here. Who are they getting in space? Josh Palmer? This version of Brandon Cooks, I mean, he's not making anybody miss in the open field. I mean, Tyrell Shavers, it's just like the guy was playing special teams at the beginning of the year. Just to me, there's just not a lot you can do with this room. I think I'm not saying that I'm some big like Joe Brady apologist or anything like that. I think Brady's a good offensive coach. I think he could be a team's head coach next year, which is funny because, yeah, Bills fans have certainly started to turn the ire to like, well, yeah, Josh Allen's not playing that well, or maybe it is a scheme thing. I mean, like sometimes the simplest answer is the correct answer. It's the players to me. I think it's like 90% the players at bare minimum, it's 90%. I mean, these guys are just not NFL caliber outside wide receivers. Josh Palmer was a non-needle moving wide receiver three for the Los Angeles Chargers, who now have like too many guys in their receiver room. Okay. So that's what we're talking about here in terms of like, who is their number one outside receiver right now? The guy that is running the most routes. I mean, Khalil Shakir is a really nice player, but he has to be role catered to. Like, he has to be designed touches in the way that he is in terms of beating zone coverage. He's not necessarily a one-on-one man coverage beater. So it's just really difficult. Like, this is the Kansas City problem, that they have multiple guys that they need to role cater to, which is why only one guy really does anything in that wide receiver room. And that's Rashee Rice. Like, Xavier Worthy now, he's not a guy. Like, they did a lot of role catering for Worthy.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Year one, when Rashee Rice went down towards the back half of the season, and you just can't do that with two guys and have them both popping off here. So that's the problem for Buffalo, is that not only do they not, they have one guy they need to roll cater to, you can't really roll cater to a second guy. I don't even think they have anybody worth roll catering to. Like, at least Worthy is better than anybody on this Bills team right now, and I'm not even that excited about Xavier Worthy. I'm not a Worthy guy whatsoever. And I think he's somebody that actually you could justify like putting in positions to roll cater to. So I don't know. Again, I just don't, when you're looking at like a route concept, you're looking at play designs, I just don't know what you, I'm not even, and again, I think some of Brady's calls at the end of that game, like, we're doing another screen here at this point. But again, it's just like, what else are you going to do? You're not going to run a drop back concept and be like, Josh Palmer, go win us a stop route. It's not going to work.
Yeah. I hear you. It's just, like I said, there's gotta be solutions, man. And I get it. The players are not that good, but it's disappointing, I think, to have seen what Buffalo is going through, especially over the past month, and not parse out some of the blame to various people. You know what I mean? Could be the receivers. But I do think that Joe Brady could do a better job of finding ways to get these guys the football. By the way, and maybe, I don't know if this is a Joe Brady thing, I don't know if it's a McDermott thing, but again, this is a broken record here, man. I say this all the time. Can we shorten the rotation, though? There's just too many guys on the field. Like, why are we playing? If none of these guys, Matt, let me just put it this way. If none of these dudes can play, if none of these dudes can play, why the hell are we playing six receivers? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. If none of them can play, why must six guys be on the football field? Like, that's six wide receivers get playing time on this team. I don't understand that.
Yeah, some receiver rooms are like, well, we have so many guys, we've got to rotate people in and out. We got to get touches for Dontavian Wicks as our fourth receiver. Right. Our fifth receiver is our first round pick in Matthew Golden. We got to get him some touches. You know, we got to get him some routes on the football field. Some teams have too many. Some guys, and some teams, in my opinion, they sound super mean. They're just throwing shit at the wall at this point in the season, which is pretty tough. Like, you're throwing shit at the wall on week 17 when you're going to be in the NFL playoffs if you're the Buffalo Bills and you have Josh Allen. Wild. But I think that's kind of where they are at this point. And I mean, even signing Brandon Cooks, that was a throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks type of move here. And yeah, maybe he can give him something towards the end of the year. But he's not a guy that I think you can play on every single down at this point, because he's 32 years old and he just doesn't move the needle like that. So yeah, they're kind of just, all right, well, this is this guy's package. Keon Coleman doesn't even see the field on game day, which is just it's just so bad. Just one of the worst. Nothing has aged worse in the year 2025 than Brandon Bean giving those radio hosts, the boys at WGR, a ton of crap and exactly. You know, about the receiver position, because it's gone about as poorly as it possibly could.
Gabe Davis, 16 routes run, one target, zero catches. Sick. Let's just just get rid of that. I just don't understand. Let's.
He was healthy scratch last week, so again, it's just like, all right, well, bring him up this week. See if he can, you know what they say. It's like, we'll see if he can give us a spark. Guess what?
Horrendous. He's not.
Yeah. Like.
Doug. Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera! They see us!
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.